DDP yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, hey, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagining myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers. I've done gym memberships. I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Too cool. It's 9 p.m. It is the first Wednesday in December. This is DDP Radio, and I'm here. I'm Sparky, stepping in for Dallas with the other hosts of the show, Robert and Stacy. What's going on?
There's always so much going on. It's hard to even just put in a little package, you know?
I was going to say, I could almost tell just by the long, drawn-out breath before that, that there's actually much more going on behind that comment.
Oh, God, yes. It's been busy the last month or month, 2 months, something like that. It's been pretty busy.
Yeah, there's. I know from the outside looking in, there's been an ass load of stuff going on, and it's like, and people should go back and listen to the show because I think you could actually tell probably how much Robert's been doing on the show and behind the scenes when we ask him what's up and you get to see how long his breath is before the show that judges how much shit he's in right now.
That's always an indicator.
Yeah. So we have a lot to talk about actually tonight. So for those tuning in, I think we have a special guest, which we're going to bring on in a second. And, we do have a topic tonight. We're talking lists of stuff for Christmas and over the holidays. So that the holiday wish list, which is a pretty cool idea, if that gives you a little teaser as to who our special guest might be. But we got a lot of stuff going on in the DDP yoga world. And for those of you who haven't seen it, Dallas a couple weeks ago got pretty personal with us, didn't he, guys?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
he did.
Yeah, and he started talking about his story with his lady Brenda, and her journey and how she is going to be dealing with battling and treating cancer, which I thought was it kind of sucked the air out of the room when he said that.
Yeah.
And you guys know him. Did you expect that? That come on the show right then, Stacy?
No, I honestly didn't see that coming. But, you know, that's pretty much keeping in his character of just being so open and dealing with whatever life is handing him head on, you know, which is really, that was a really kind of inspiring thing for me to see how he handled it and how they're handling it from here on out, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we get too deep in, because we probably want to hear her thoughts on it, we do have you would call Athena of DDP Yoga and the mother of DDP Yoga, Terry. What's going on, Terry?
Hey there, everybody. Good to talk with you all before the holidays, and I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoyed their food, but not over-enjoyed, so that then they're sad.
Yeah, not overdoing it all, but before we jump into some other stuff, I did want to get out to those people, and I don't know if you saw it, Terry, but they started for Brenda's journey, and you know Terry from dealing with Alice, he will share everything, and he's such a positive guy that no matter what it is, he's going to look for the good in everything, right?
He does. He absolutely does, and he's brutally open and honest, and so he will take people by surprise just because he will share it right down to his gut. It's raw and it's real, and you all, this shows you all that he really is your family, and he thinks of you as a family, that we are a team and we support each other in all kinds of ways. It's not just about food. It's not just about how you exercise. It's how you handle all of that is also how you handle crises in your life. And he turns to people that he thinks is family. And so that you should feel honored or blessed with, that he feels safe enough to come to you and open up with his pain. And he does see it as, he sees it almost immediately. There's always that hit to when he gets the news. But he sees it as a way to show other people other avenues, and how if while he's helping himself and Brenda together through this journey, he might be reaching out and touching and saving someone else. And you don't help someone else if you don't share your successes and your failures at the same time. He lives what he preaches to us. What he lectures, talks about, he lives it. He believes it.
And that's absolutely what he's doing. So if everybody listening hasn't seen it yet, they have actually BK's Big Breast Cancer Adventure on Facebook, which, I mean, you read that and you kind of smile and chuckle on it. And then you look at Brenda, and she's on there. And if you've ever seen her, and I don't think I've ever seen her. I've never met her, but I don't think I've ever seen her in anything they've ever done where she hasn't had a smile on her face. And she's smiling on the front page. So there's a page out there on Facebook, and if you haven't hit it yet, go out there and look at it. They just launched this yesterday, and it's already over 1,000 likes. And if you look at it, I think if you're going to look it up on Facebook, if you do facebook.com, Breast Cancer Adventure, you're going to find it right off. And but go and like it, because they put a video up of Dallas and her talking about it. And I don't want to make this show all about that. But you need to check it out, and it's great to go there and support them, because she today then released another video talking about when she got down to Tijuana. She's in Tijuana. Is it Tijuana is where she at?
I don't know. Yeah, I know it's in Mexico, but I'm not sure where.
It's Mexico, just outside of San Diego. It's San Diego, Tijuana, whatever the place in Mexico is. Yeah,
and she has to go right across the border. I think that's down in Tijuana. But it's cool because she's talking about her thing. And actually, when she's talking about it, she's so excited. She's actually talking about, you know, getting into this, the people she's met. And she met somebody who was given a three-month prognosis. And now it's 2 years later, and she's down there still, you know, getting treatments and still living life and enjoying life. So I think it's pretty cool. And through watching this, I actually started jumping myself into a few things, which is going to get us closer to the topic tonight. But I looked up and I started watching stuff to eat, because she was talking about the acidity in her diet and what she had to do. And I was like, maybe I haven't watched a good food documentary lately, just for something maybe I can consume to make myself a little bit better, because, you know, I don't have to get to this. She's on this, an amazing, journey with her diet right now, getting super, super clean for all the things she has to do to get the radicals out. So I thought, let's go look at something. Have you guys ever seen what's the name of it now? I forgot the name. Food Matters. The documentary.
No.
Food Matters. No.
Food Matters? Okay.
Yeah, food matters. It's an awesome, I'd almost say it's an awesome starter food documentary for anybody who hasn't looked at that yet, because you have a ton out there that goes through, you know, the there's certain illness diets or clean diets or organic, or they're going through, you know, showing what they do to food, what they do to animals. This is just kind of like an overarching, you know, hits a bunch of things on nutrition, supplements, eating, does some juicing, talks about later on diets as parts of therapy and whatnot. It's actually really pretty good. And I picked something out of this, and Terry, maybe you've heard of this before, but I thought it was really interesting. It's called digestive leukocytosis. Have you ever heard of that?
No. What is it? Yeah, define it for me, because we're moving past, like, pH and stuff, right?
Before I define it, it sounds like a really complicated term, which would probably scare a ton of people away. But when I look at stuff, I try to look at things. I'm a simple dude. I don't have the patience to sit down and study. But I took this topic away, and I'm trying to practice in it right now. But this, I guess this is when you go in and you eat something, and the white cells, leukocytosis is when your white blood cell count raises, so your immune system starts to kick in. So digestive leukocytosis, I guess, kicks in when more than 50% of your food is cooked. Like, when you cook your food, it actually elicits an immune response, and I didn't know that. I was completely amazed by that. And I thought, wow, with, you know, some of the stuff that's going on with, like, gluten intolerance and dairy intolerance and stuff like that, I was like, you know, you want to calm down. I at least want to calm down any immune response that I have. I want to calm down the inflammation and stuff that might result from that, especially since I can get some digestive issues. But they said a solution to it, make sure that 51% of your diet or greater is raw. Make sure that 51% of your plate is raw food. So I just started doing it, which I thought was
cool. I was going to say, because that's a big thing about raw and enzymes. I didn't really relate it to white blood cells or count, but that makes perfect sense. And it makes Brenda's eating another extension of how I already eat, about eating so much raw, how I eat mostly the seeds and all these things and flax and what I eat or don't eat. And so I was looking over her plan, because I spent a day with her a week before she left so we could go over it together. And it just keeps, it's like how we're eating, and it just keeps stepping up one more level. And then, like, they've unplugged the microwave. It has to do with energy rates. She doesn't eat leftovers, and they're trying to get her body so clean like that. And the thing that I would stress about all this is the learning thing that, if you haven't thought about food so clearly and plainly, it is really the gift to your body, and what you put in to your body. Every bite does matter. For some of us, we get a much quicker reaction. It matters quickly. But every bite of food is giving purpose, a function in your body. And so she's just raised to a level of all those enzymes for healing and to not cause, just like you said, inflammation. And many doctors who treat cancer more from a food source think that sugar is the fuel, the food source to cancer. So the reason she doesn't eat any of the sugars, and that or why we don't eat it for inflammation, is that they just take it one level farther, that the food is feeding the cancer. So no sugar starts starving your disease. And that's like one of the biggest concepts of her food in that. And when you think about people who have been treated for cancer, go to cancer centers, they almost always have their diet changed. They come back with all sorts of diet change to start healing their body, building it back, not to restart a cancer growing. So it's always in my mind, if you start doing all these good things after you've been sick so you don't get sick again, why aren't we so much more versed in doing it to begin with? Why is it a secret that's just for to get you well? If that's the cure to keep you in wellness state after disease, why wasn't it taught so you don't get in disease state?
It sounds like this would be a good way for anybody to eat.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. Yeah. Why wait till you're healing something to need? If those foods are so healing and that's what you use, just think what they would have been doing to your organs to keep them strong and not in distress. And
yeah.
I was going to say, and I went with Brenda to the doctor so that I could. It's always good if someone's going in to have a discussion on cancer, to see a surgeon or a doctor, get your test result. I always said as a nurse and as a family member, take another set of ears, because as soon as a doctor says cancer or something equally as horrible or any medical term, you stop hearing. Your mind is already listening ahead or behind or stuck in this freeze fright. So you need someone that's going to hear also and
yeah.
can translate or talk. And when I can be a medical person, I could have that dialogue between her, the doctor, I was taking notes, and then we could go back and talk about it. I could talk to Paige about it. I typed it up. I sent them to her because you're still in shock from what you're hearing. And so I tried to be that other person in there that can explain and also learn from them, because it is about food. And then to be a conventional nurse where what I know is the surgeries and the et cetera, and then to talk non-conventional and learn from that and kind of quiet my fears. And so this is a huge experiment in a lot of people's minds that they're doing it this way, but a lot of good. If you're in the holistic world and believe that food and health can bring you back to a state of wellness, and
yeah.
people do. So it's amazing he's sharing this with us. It's very personal, but very informative and teaching for the world to watch this, because they'll share
yeah.
it all.
Yeah, they got some, and the videos are going to be awesome, and they're going to be updating it. And what you were saying about food healing and some of the different stuff, that's why, and Steve, to get back to you, the name of the documentary was Food Matters, and that's what they go through in this, and they tell you a couple things. It's on a much more high level. It's kind of like a 10,000-foot view of a bunch of different things, but it's pretty cool, and one of the guys in there had some really cool stuff. His name's Dr. Saul, and he was going through the whole thing, and I think it's worth looking him up and looking that up. And actually, to sort of segue into Stacy's holiday wish list, that's sort of what started my holiday wish list. I said one of the things that I'm going to do now that I tried to tackle Thanksgiving and I didn't do a very good job, I kind of fumbled, is that I saw this digestive leukocytosis thing and I thought, that's crazy. I can make 51% of my plate raw food and stop that reaction. So since I watched that Saturday, so since Saturday, 50% of all of my meals have been raw food. I've been adding like nuts, apples, you know, bananas, anything I can, you know, just so it's not, you know, so. But that's where I started. But
keep us posted on how you're feeling and changing, you know, what you notice or what you don't notice or wish you thought would be happening and not. Because I think that's a good experiment to do. And I have to say, for my food, I mean, I do pretty good, but I ate, even though I never break the gluten-free code, almost never with dairy, but I still ate more, like I make dressing, and I ate less raw during my day than normal and more goodies, I suppose, even though to compare to the old Terry, it was very good. But I still felt worse in those couple of days, or a little wine, not very much, but still stuff that I don't break my habits much for through the week. And once I started doing a little more on Thanksgiving Day and the next day on the weekend with friends, I came out of it, I could tell that I still wasn't putting the best food in me, even though to someone else looking in, they go, well, that's pretty good. You know, it's not always about the pounds you gain. It's if you get in tune with your body, it will speak with you. Every meal will tell you how it feels.
Yeah. Well, one of the awesome things that what I've done is I've busted out my juicer, and I used to make like a ton of juice
right. For
the entire day, and then I would pack it into work and stuff. And I always used to get sick of it, like having to spend a half hour, 45 minutes getting all my juice done for the day. So
right.
I just thought, I'm going to leave that on the counter, and when I want to do a juice in the morning, I'm just going to throw some stuff in, take a couple minutes, rinse the juicer off, and drink my juice. Man, doing it that way, like the 10, 15 minutes after I drink that juice, the shot of energy I get is freaking amazing. I love it.
Oh, you know, Sparky, you just reminded me. I started doing something. I've been wanting for a long time to really do the water and lemon thing, and I got this great pitcher at a thrift store. It's a really thick glass pitcher so it can take hot temperatures. And I decided since it's glass and I can see the lemons, I'll just cut the whole thing up, slice it, put it in. It looks pretty, you know, and that's nice and everything. But there's something about when I include the entire lemon, the skin, the zest, it is so cleansing and unbelievable. The difference that I feel, the jolt of energy I get, I could never get this from sugar or coffee or anything like that. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. Use the entire lemon. Don't just squeeze the juice in. It makes a huge difference.
That's
right.
Cool.
And that's raising your pH. I mean, it's, you know, causing that alkali, the acid to balance better. So I try to have lemon. I do have lemon, a cup of hot lemon water in the morning. I like stay up with a whole piece of lemon. But I think a whole pitcher of water all day long would be even more effective. That's what I need to do, I guess. It's a good idea.
One of the next things I'm going to put on my wish list is to try and differentiate my voice from Robert's, because there's people in the chat are saying Robert and I sound alike. So, bro, I'm sorry.
we don't sound alike. No. I don't accept that.
And it's not like we've been spending too much time together. You
know,
no,
to me that's offensive. I think someone owes me an apology. I think.
I just gave you an apology.
Not from you.
Oh.
You can't help but you sound like an idiot. I mean, come on.
And Robert is definitely the much more sharp-tongued, witty person in this bromance. So,
yes.
You know,
yes.
I take my beatings and I like it. But since we're talking about lists and wish lists and Thanksgiving was what it was, and I know some of us stumbled and whatnot, so... Terry, you and Stacy kind of talked about this a little bit, and this was Stacy's sort of, you know, let's tackle Christmas in the next couple months so we don't stumble into January. Let's set ourselves up for a win. So you had this idea of the list. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Terry had a great idea a couple weeks ago because we all get so focused on things associated with this time of year, you know, like the shopping and the extra food and the cooking and the parties, that it's really easy. I mean, at least it has been for me in years past to just kind of say, well, I'm not going to really deal with health right now because, you know, it's just easier not to and I'm so busy. And I really like the idea of more than any time of year keeping on track. So come January, I don't feel like I'm back at square one or two, you know. I'd like to be ahead of the game and have no, you know, like weight or health-related resolutions to deal with because I'm starting on them now. So I just came up with a quick list when I was writing the promo. Some of you may be surprised to learn that I haven't tried the psycho workouts up until yesterday. And I did my first one, and I'm really feeling it. So that is reignited my body because I was getting used to doing a lot of the same moves. So I want to keep in that groove and do that at least once a week stronger.
Stacey, did you hit the extreme cycle workout? Or did you? Or are you doing, So you're actually doing that one. That's crazy. Yeah,
I know. Well, I'm doing what I can. I mean, like the psycho push-ups, I just, you know, I'm doing my version of them. But it's really challenging me, and it's exactly what I needed. And so I'm going to keep on with that. And I just want to, you know, last year at this time, I was really into the, you know, baking with sugar and gluten-free brownies. And this year, that's all been kind of replaced by a new obsession with superfoods. And I've got a few cookbooks out, and I'm baking with things like maca and coconut palm sugar and flaxseed. And actually, you know, it doesn't taste like the sugary stuff, but my palate is adjusting, and my body is loving it.
What's maca? I've never heard of it.
Oh, well, it's a root. A lot of these superfoods come from South America, like from rainforest areas, which I believe are very, the soil is very nutrient dense. And I'm actually putting together a glossary for the cookbook I'm working on. But maca is very, it gives you an energy boost. A lot of these superfoods are very good for the immune system. They're loaded with antioxidants. And they have a lot of flavor. I mean, maca doesn't so much, but like goji berries and acai and maki. That's another one I just discovered, M-A-Q-U-I. Maki powder is deep purple, and it almost tastes like, you know, like a grape, kind of a candy. And I add that sometimes to protein drinks, and I'm going to be experimenting with some cookies coming up soon. But these are just all, you know, mostly powders. Sometimes they're dried berries. Sometimes it's in liquid form. But there are all kinds of ways you can incorporate that into your food. And I'm doing it in baking because it's the holidays.
And, you know, everybody loves a good baked good, especially if you can make it sweet and gluten-free. Have you run into this? What they had, now they had the goji berries in the Food Matters thing. They had this thing called spirulina. Have you run into that? What is that stuff?
Yeah, that's a form of algae. Terry probably is more familiar than I am, but that's supposed to be another very nutrient dense kind of a cleansing food. Does that sound right, Terry?
It does sound right, and that's one of them that I have not tried. Are done because I'm like you with the others I use, and I have kale. My kale goes into everything, and my protein shakes, and I grind it, I blend it up, and I'll put it even into my brownies. You know, just weird stuff. My husband's like, he doesn't even like to see green, so I try and hide it from in other ways. He's always afraid of everything because mine's got seeds and nuts, and he hated coconut, but I have it on coconut butters when I need it, and the coconut sugar, and you know, he's just like, oh goodness, so. I'm like with you. I want to eat what I call sweets. I still like creamy. It's just made differently now, and then I feel energized from it instead of down or that sugar drop in an hour or two, all that rise and fall and your emotions and your hungers. It's just that you have to think differently about your food, and your taste buds do shift because I have had much sugars in my gluten stuff, and then when I did, I noticed that Thanksgiving sun is too sweet. It's just I'm used to the other way now. The taste buds will follow, not in the beginning. Sometimes I think you try it, and you say, this is okay, but I feel good. It's working for me, or yay, my jeans fit really nice today. Whatever it takes to, like, eat it again and then again, but your palate changes as you get rid of all the salts and the sugars. And then the more in tune you're with your body, the better you feel with it. And you're willing to let go. You have to let go of what you used to do as you're reaching out for the new and be willing to take that leap.
Terry,
Well, here, Sparky, if I may, I'm going to interrupt here for a second. We've got Mike Mullins. He wants to talk about the workshop tomorrow real quick, and then we can go back to that.
Oh, good.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, congratulations. Congratulations on your new accomplishment.
Oh, thank you very much, Stacey. I appreciate it. I posted a picture yesterday. I was actually proud. I took a picture of my shirt off, and I hate those gratuitous like muscle shots, but I was so proud of the fact that I no longer have man boobs and actually have a pair of pecs right now. I was really excited about that. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. That was funny.
It's a
milestone. Proud of it.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. But I'm actually going to be picking up Dallas in a little bit, and he's coming up here for the week. We got all kinds of appearances. He's bringing him to Fox 25 in Boston tomorrow, and we got a special for ABC that's going to be going on tomorrow as well. But I just want to let anyone know that's in the New England area, Saturday at 9 a.m., there's going to be an awesome DDP Yoga workshop that Dallas is doing. And if you guys have never been to a DDP Yoga workshop, prepare to get your ass kicked, but it's going to be a really great experience, and you'll leave there with a ton of motivation, inspiration. Anyone on the panel can tell you, I know how awesome Dallas's workshops are. So if you're in New England at all, Dover, New Hampshire, Seacoast Kettlebell, it's at 9 a.m. Tickets are at ddpyoga.com. And I don't know if there's any other information you guys need, but definitely come on out if you guys are in New England at all. New Hampshire's kind of in the nucleus of New England, so yeah, we got people coming from Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, and all over the place. So,
hey, Mikey, is there if people are in the area and they want to call Seacoast Kettlebell, do you have a phone number for them?
I can grab it in just a second. Hold on one sec. Seacoast Kettlebell, it's on Horn Street in Dover, New Hampshire. I'll grab it for you. Hold on one sec. But it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, we're not live, so take your time.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, it is 603-750-4111. 603-750-4111. It's this Saturday, 9 a.m. Probably get there around 15, 20 minutes earlier if you're coming, just to get all situated and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of people there, so you're going to be in good company if you decide to make it.
Yeah, we got the Boston Bad Boy coming down. Dave Orth is coming from Philly. The lovely Stacey and Chef Bill are going to be there. I'm going to be there,
good.
Which, of course, is the main draw. Everyone knows that. They're not there to see Dallas Page. They're seeing Mike Mullins right here.
Oh, absolutely.
And Yoga Doc.
Yoga Doc is coming, too. Yoga Doc, I got to pick him up Friday afternoon, so it's going to be a great time.
Awesome. Man,
awesome.
That's a whole super cast right there, man. People are getting their money's worth.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say there's a good work. Yeah, hi, Michael. It's Terry. I was going to just say also there's a workshop coming up in January here in Atlanta. So any of you that are having some tough holidays or need to kind of reset your days or haven't had a chance to work out one of the workshops and learn about cooking your food, if you can get to Atlanta, that's a place to come to.
Yeah, and on that, there's two ways to go to that workout. One is just the workout, and then there's the entire workshop where you go to DDP's house. The whole workshop is sold out, but the tickets for the workout are still available.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be on the 18th, right, guys?
I believe so, yes.
Right. And isn't there Wisconsin coming up, too? Like, there's a couple things coming out about.
Yeah, there's one. There's this one. There's the one in Brighton, Michigan that's coming up, and then the one in Atlanta, of course, but they're all up at ddpyogaworkshops.com.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's some fight. That fight is sexy. So.
Well, thank you guys for getting me on. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys soon. We're going to have a blast.
We'll
so come on out.
See you in a few days,
no
Mike.
Problem,
thanks.
See you, Stace.
Take care,
bye.
Bro.
Bye.
Okay. That was like throwing everybody in a blender and mixing it up. That was totally awesome. But since we're on it, man, ddpyogaworkshops.com that Robert threw out. Check everything out there that you want. And like you said, the Ultimate Workshop is sold out. But the 18th in Georgia, you can still get the regular workshop. But
yeah.
And then the next
you'll
one
get the workout, but not the whole experience.
Yep, because that's those go quick too, man. It just so happened I guess they had an extra spot that I think they had an extra spot that somebody actually donated, which is how cool. People from DDP Yoga are. It was like a team member that donated it, and Marlon got it all hooked up. So
nice.
Looked pretty cool. Yeah, Marlon Facebooked that out the other day, which was pretty sweet. And you guys, don't forget.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, don't forget the retreats coming up, July 5th through the 9th, and then the 10th through the 15th. There's going to be two of them, and you can check out one of Robert's other awesome sites that has that. Is it ppyogaretreat.com?
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
In which you'll take, I think it's another site, but yeah, the that one is. We just added some more information to it a few weeks ago, so there's a whole bunch of pictures from the past retreats. So if you want to know what you're getting into, check those out.
Well, since we're in the mid-show break with all the promos and whatnot, I'll throw our number out there if you want to give us a buzz and you want to talk to Terry, Stacy, Robert, or myself, or you just have a general question or shout-out you want to throw out there, somebody from Team DDP Yoga who has really motivated you and you want to say thank you, call us and do it at 347-994-1216. Or you can pop into the chat room if you don't like to talk and ask us a question virtually at ddpradio.com. That'll take you right into our Blog Talk Radio home. And it's happening in there tonight. There's a lot going on. Christina Liz is in there. I see you guys. And Steve, who is not a hobbit. Okay. And we like to read a little bit of the chat as it goes by. There's some interesting stuff there. But also check out, there's still specials, holiday specials. Black Friday, you guys did some awesome specials, right, Robert? And you still have some things going on right now. I see the Christmas tree lights and big holiday stuff.
Yeah, don't remind me about the Christmas tree lights. Those were a pain in the ass. Yeah,
that was part of your long extended breath.
Yes, that was part of it. I have like mental scars from that. But yeah, we had a really, really good Black Friday special that we put up, and it was so good. We got such a strong response that we ran that until Sunday. And we were going to do a Cyber Monday sale, and we decided, you know what, instead of just doing it for one day, we're going to have a holiday sale. So all the prices are discounted right now, and they're going to be discounted for probably the next, maybe the next week or so. We haven't got a specific end date, but they're going to be there for a few days.
This is awesome. So, like, the combo pack, 11 workouts, looks like it's, like, $80 right now, $79.99.
Yeah.
And the max pack is only $89. That's actually a pretty sweet deal.
Mm-hmm.
To pop in. And, man, there's been so much cool stuff going on around all this stuff. There's I tried to say donate my weight and Ben Miller at the same time, and it just come out bone. But I am donatingmyweight.com. Ben Miller is he actually has some stuff up there, and he's got a list, a ton of people donating food. Have you seen that, Stace?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, like, the volume of it is staggering.
Yeah, and if you guys don't know about it, who are listening right now, what Ben is doing, and he's teamed with Dallas to do this, and Dallas was promoting it for him too, is that basically for the pounds that you lose, you're going to take that weight and food and you're going to go donate it to your local food pantry. It's a really awesome thing that he's doing, because not only are you making yourself better, but you're helping somebody else out who is in need, and also around the holidays. So that's a really cool thing to do. If you need help or you don't know where to donate food, or you want to sponsor somebody, there are people that I'm sure you could sponsor at iamdonatemyweight.com. Just check out the DDP Yoga and the Holiday Challenge links, and you'll find it. It's a pretty cool thing. So with that, I guess we can go back to our list. And, one of the things I thought when I was thinking about the list is, things that might enable us to be more healthy. And I'm, like, into the juicing and the blending. But have you guys ever seen, like, the Nutribullet?
Yes, I sure have, but I have no experience with it.
It sounds dangerous.
How the dipper?
Yeah. I think that many moving parts named Bullet should not be handled around me, probably. But
yeah,
probably, yes. Yeah, yes. For those who don't know, Sparky is his own armory.
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
That is why this is the DDP Yoga Bunker.
Yes.
I have the official bunker on the East Coast. But now I saw Boomer posting a bunch of recipes, and I believe he's using the Nutribullet right now. And it looks pretty cool, because I think it blends a little bit better than a blender. Plus you get the insoluble fiber that you're taking out when you actually juice. But I'm thinking about maybe trying that.
Well, I'm the Vitamixer gal. Like, I just swear and use my Vitamixer for the fiber and stuff like that. So they're working similar, like the Ninja.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't give up my Vitamixer. It's different than a blender. It just whips and creams up my stuff, which is different, like you say, than juicing, because juicing separates out the fiber, but the enzymes aren't heated. Blenders and all that, with that quick speed, kind of still kills a little more enzymes for people that take the health notch up. Like, for instance, Brenda was told not to use those, but to use the juicing machine, because, again, you're trying to get every bit of raw enzyme, the enzymes out.
Okay. So basically, though, if you're doing this and you get, like, you said the Vitamixer and stuff, that's still good for you to leave that stuff in there, because you're getting a little bit more of the enzymes from the insoluble fiber that you're leaving in there?
Right, exactly. It's still a great machine, but some people that are, the reason they go for the juicing is the lack of the heat in the juicer, and it's all about enzymes and aliveness, but you are right, you lose all that fiber in bulk. Yeah, so the machines do two different purposes, I guess.
That's what I was looking at. I started with the Jack LaLanne juicer,
uh-huh.
And it's one of the centrifugal juicers, so I guess it
right.
kind of gets that what you were saying and degrades a little bit. But I was looking at the masticating juicers, like the Omegas and stuff, and someday when I get scratch, I'll upgrade. But,
right, because I have... Like Paige, I have the Norwalker, which is like the Mac Daddy of humongous juicers. And I think the only that I know over-the-counter juicer that the difference is the juices we have, you really need to drink your juice as you make it. You can't store it. The Omega-3, the Omega whatever, I think is the first smaller juicer that's not much more than some of our juicers we're using, $200 or $300, I think the Omega is, $300.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
allows you to refrigerate your juice for like 24 hours or 2 days. With a Norwalker, we could freeze our juice or store it for several days because it's a two-part press system, so it's not got that heat in it that something like Jack LaLanne, and I'm using now, I forget, the Hamilton Beach, whatever, for a quick juice, but I have to drink the juice I make right then.
Yeah, that's what I do. And not to scare anybody off of, like, a Jack LaLanne. I mean, for me starting, I got mine off of Amazon. I think I got it at, like, $89.
Right.
And honestly, like, my juice in the morning, it might not have everything in it, but I drink it right away. And
right.
within 20 minutes, it's better than a couple cups of coffee. And you don't get, like, the acidity and stuff that you get out of the coffee either. And I'm not saying coffee's bad, but, you know, there's some stuff that, you know, coffee can upset your stomach, do some other things, but...
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, with mine, I went through two Jack LaLanes, I was on my second one, and it was about to go, and then we're always reading Consumer Digest, and they rate all that stuff, my husband follows all that, so we tried the Hamilton Beach, it was actually a little cheaper, it is easier to clean, and it got more juice from what you did, and less to clean out in the spin.
No shit.
That Jack LaLanne did, so that's a good one to try because you can spend all kinds of money up to, like, the Norwalker thing is a couple of grand. Yeah, and people that are getting cancer again and those things, those are the people going out to buy that. Again, it's speaking to you on the after fact of how to really live your life with all those raw foods. Yeah.
Mm. So forget the eggnog. Start juicing.
I know.
It took me a long time to get off the eggnog, man. I love that stuff, man. Give me a big old bag of eggnog at Christmas and a couple of cookies.
I used to love it.
Hey, I think we can love ourselves some calls right now if you guys want to. I think Robert's got a couple on hold. So
yes. Yeah, the first one up is Travis.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Travis.
It's our regular. What's going on?
Well, you know, I missed last week, so I had to, you know, give you a call in. And anyway, last week was my 1 year anniversary. So,
congratulations!
A year of Project Kate to a six pack is complete. So I'm down, went started for 260, down to 185, and now it's on to bigger and better challenges.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you.
Excellent. So,
yeah, I'm looking to end, you know, my challenge is now I'm just, you know, I'm really kind of looking towards, you know, some different things, you know, obviously increasing, you know, my conditioning, my strength and everything there, but also just, you know, improving myself overall. That's why I'm calling this next year Project Kaizen, which is the Japanese term for constant improvement.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and you know, I don't know if you guys saw my my posts over the last couple of weeks there, but you know, the last couple of weeks weren't great weeks.
I think the last couple of weeks have been tough for a lot of people. So it's cool to hear, you know,
yeah.
that things are tough, especially for the lawyers out there. But you're pulling yourself out of it, right? You got your list going for December.
Oh yeah. I got my list going on for December and everything. I got my list going here, you know, among which is, you know, we're going to improve the plank and keep on going, you know, and you know, try to hit over the 6-minute mark. I'm not going to be so ostentatious and trying to hit the 15 like Liz, but you know, if I can get over 6.
Have you seen the new video?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Travis, have you seen 20 minutes?
Oh my
20?
God.
20?
20.
From Liz?
From Liz.
She's made it
a
deal.
Actually, she's in chat. She just said 6 minutes, ha. Huh? Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. I don't even
know
what to say
about
her.
I want to know what Liz is juicing with.
Delayed every time.
Well, you know, going back to what I was saying, though, is, you know, if you check out some of my blog post over the last couple of weeks, you'll kind of see what's happening. And I talk about the whole, you know, Ben Miller donating my weight stuff here. And what I challenge people to do, because not everybody can give out, you know, give food or whatever the case is there. So what I encourage people to do, if you're not going to give food or whatever, give of yourself. Give of your time to reach out to somebody, and you know, there's plenty of programs out there where you can help. You know, these programs need people to help. You know, move boxes, move produce off the truck, move. You know, hand things out, reach out to people. You know, take time to give of yourself, and really reach out to people. And I assure you that when you do that, you're going to see some magic happen. You're going to see a lot of people that are really grateful because, you know, like I said, a lot of times people aren't worried about, you know, there are plenty of people out there that aren't worried about, am I gluten-free, dairy-free, whatever the case is. They're worried about having food for the next week. So if you can, you know, if you can take the time to do what you can, use what you have, do what you can, you're going to do yourself a ton of favors.
Yeah, you are. Absolutely, man. There's a lot of people out there this time of year and every place else and every other time that need it. And Ben does an awesome thing all year round. But if you can find just a little bit right now to do it, go for it, man, because now is the time to be generous because we all have a lot, man. If we're sitting here talking on the phone, talking on cell phones, chatting on the computer, you know, there's a lot we can do for other people, too. So,
and the thing I saw a couple weeks ago was there are people out there that are thankful for less than what you have right now. You know, so, I mean, it's that sort of thing that has really kept me going over the last couple of weeks. I've had cars that, you know, both took the dumps, whatever. You know, I've had, you know, money struggles, have whatever the case is there. And by the way, I just wanted to say, just also give a quick shout out to Matt Owen. He's on, you know, on Team DDP Yoga. And brother, you are a man among men. And he's reached out to us and, you know, and helped me through a little bit of a hard time. And you know what? He is a guy to watch out for. So if you haven't checked out his blog or anything here, I encourage you to check out Matt Owen because he's got some.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. But yeah, if you know, but this sort of time of year, you've got a lot of drama. You have so much potential for a lot of drama to happen. You know, with finances and things breaking down, or just the stress of family coming over and shopping and doing whatever the case is there. And, people use that as the excuse to say, use that emotional gravity to say, it's the holidays. And, I'm just going to lay back on this. I'm going to cheat myself and cheat, and I'm going to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Use that. Don't let that emotional gravity get you down there. But also on the other side of the coin, don't beat yourself up if you fall. Because if you fall, get back up again. Because that's what the whole thing is all about. It's modifying it, making it your own. No one expects you to be perfect. Nobody. And if you step forward and you take one step at a time, and like I did, because this is, I started doing this, started my whole thing this time last year. So I started right beginning of the holidays. At probably the toughest time that you can start a diet, but I didn't do it all at once either. I did it a little bit at a time.
I think being here for a year and doing that for a year proves that. And you're absolutely right, man. If you fall down, get back up. And I think that was the whole point when we had when Becca called to talk to Dallas last week. He told her to get back up, but it's what you got to do. Keep moving forward. So, hey, bro, we're gonna try to get to our next call. I know we got another person on the line, and we're hitting almost 10 o'clock here. So I want to thank you for the call, bro.
All right, talk to you later.
Thanks, Travis.
Right.
Thanks, Travis.
So do we still have that other call hanging?
Yes. It's area code 831.
Hey, how are you guys doing? It's Bill.
Hey, Bill.
I know it's been a while. I've been working on several different projects. And some computer training here and there. Also, my question is, I've been having kind of an internal struggle with trying to do a 50-50 split or like a 60-30 split on, because maybe like my financial situation won't let me go like super organic, but yet I don't want to go the other way either, because I've done some changes to where I realized like what I ate before, and then I've had good food, kind of went back a little bit to the other way just to put on the weight, and that's progressed a little bit. So I'm trying to find like a comfortable middle ground to where I can take in a lot of what you guys are like sharing with people, just trying to find a middle ground basically.
Well, I think, I'm not 100% anything by any means. I just try to do the best I can, and I really avoid processed foods and things from a box and powders. I think if you eat whole foods that aren't in boxes and cans, you'll really have a major head start. And, buy organic when you can. Like I started to buy organic lemons because I'm doing the whole lemon and I do it every day. I know certain fruits are supposed to be more, have more of an ability to absorb pesticides like berries and things without tough skins. So you could start there. But that's what I would say, is just start with whole foods and go from there as time and money allows you. Too.
Yeah, and I guess, that's kind of my thing. I want to, learning to find a balance, I should say. I mean, I've also got into, this week I did a small workout with some resistance bands, and I hung them I went to a beach and did it there, and, just isometrically, and that actually was pretty good. It's just, I've just kind of noticed my, system a little bit, just trying to regain a little bit of the energy. But, yeah, I just wanted to throw that question out there.
And, you know, I don't even own a juicer. I do juices in my blender and strain them. One day I will make the investment, but just you can use what tools you have and really get by. You don't have to do big investments right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my take.
And, you know, definitely I'll keep you guys posted on other stuff as well. I hope your Thanksgiving holiday went extremely well. And also, I'll be keeping an eye on for when there's a GDP workshop in L.A.
Oh, well, we hope that happens. Like,
yeah.
maybe in 2014. But also, you know, check out Team DDP Yoga, the recipe section. There are some really wonderful, clean and fairly simple recipes on there. So check that out. It's a great resource.
Yeah, I mean, that ties in with the whole technology bit that I'm working on. That's a little separate deal. So there's little bits of odds and ends to that as well that I'm going through. Because I use JAWS, which is a screen reader, so that kind of complicates things even more at times. But that's a different topic I will get in touch with Robert on. But I just wanted to, you know, throw that out there, and I'll be in touch with you guys.
Sounds good.
Okay. Have a great holiday. Thanks for
you
calling
too.
In.
No problem.
Thanks, bro.
And I think that was like great advice, Stacey, because I think you have to be, like, a lot of people look for something to do and try to do it 100%. And for me, I think the most powerful word is change. You have to be willing to change it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of doing what works for you is really a way to get in tune and to make things successful.
Absolutely.
I think so. The things I talk about is I've been doing this a lot of years, and I didn't do it this way in the beginning. You just keep changing. And as you learn or as you can do, you do better. And I think, too, when you're buying organic, because it is expensive, or for me, it's not always in the stores right around me, and I'm not going to drive an hour to get a kale, my stores out of it, but I try and think about the foods I eat all the time, all day long. Those are the foods I strive to eat organic the best I can, because then the odd foods I get, my liver's strong enough to kind of kick them out, because you're just trying to keep the system strong. So I look at which foods do I eat all the time that I fill my body with the most, and I pay attention to them. But it's everything to me is like one step at a time, one challenge at a time, and you're always going forward, and so you're successful all the time instead of trying to bite off so much you can't chew it, eat it, afford it, do it, and then you give up and feel like you're failing when really you're doing good.
Yep, and I think this is true for probably everybody on the line and probably a lot of people listening. I didn't – the way I eat today is not how I ate when I started DDP Yoga. It was a total evolution. I couldn't have made all those changes in the beginning. It just evolved naturally, and that's a really cool thing to strive for.
Well, we're almost at the 10 o'clock hour. You guys want to grab this last call and then close it out?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure.
Man.
Okay, it is area code 864.
Hey, Hello. What's up, everybody?
What's going
on?
Hey. I bet y'all can't guess who it is. I haven't called him like in forever.
I know the name
I'm
is on the tip of my tongue.
Is this our horse riding friend?
This is Leslie in South Carolina.
Leslie.
Oh, hey, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. Yeah, how's everybody doing? It's been a while, a very long time.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's been a crazy ride for the past few months, I have to say. It hasn't been easy, but I'm back on the horse for good.
Yay.
That's good. So you made a couple changes. So are you calling in with a list that that you're coming up with for December, or do you have a nice little update to give?
Well, since I started DDP yoga back in February, I've lost a whole 22 pounds, even though it's not as much as I expected, but 22 pounds is better than no pounds. Also, I've been doing, other than DDP yoga, I've been doing some Zumba. Phenomenal. I really love it. So I've been doing kind of a mixture of both.
Good. Whatever you do to move your body and more, I mean, it's a good thing.
Yep. And you have a blog, don't you, Leslie?
Yeah, I haven't posted. Well, I posted a few days ago, but I haven't posted in quite a while. So it's my journey with DDP yoga at blogspot.com. Creating a New Beginning is the name.
Cool. Great.
Yeah.
Well,
so
we're
I just
glad
figured I'd call in and give y'all a heads up that I'm still moving around here.
All right. Well, see, this is what it's about, you know. It's not always smooth sailing, and it is getting back up the counts, and we're glad you called in to let us know.
Yeah, and they say once you hit that rock bottom, it's all, you know, it's not easy, and I have to say it is very hard. I mean, I've been, you know, in and out and having a lot of family trouble and, you know, without a job for a while, and now I finally have a stable full-time job, and, you know, everything's going smooth sailing so far. So that was one thing that I was very thankful for last month. So everything's starting to fall back into play. So I really thank everybody for being there, you know, through thick and thin, even though I stop and go, and I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a great holiday, and keep us posted on your progress, okay?
Oh, I will. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks
great.
For calling in.
Thank you, small holiday, yeah. Thanks. So, man, this has been a pretty awesome show, man. I didn't even realize it was 10 o'clock, let alone past 10 o'clock.
So, yeah.
I think we threw a lot of good information out there. We have a lot of cool people who are hanging out with us in the chat room. I want to give a shout-out to Christina and Dave and Dylan. Dave Worth is out there. He's a monster on Team DDP Yoga, always welcoming everybody.
Yes.
And he supplanted a lot of people at being the one guy who does that. And in Roger's –
Dave is one of the unsung heroes of Team DDP Yoga because he helps me out a lot.
Yes, he does. He's a really good dude too. And you know what? He's probably one of the guys that he doesn't even pout himself or pat himself on the back, which is kind of why I wanted to give him the shout out, because Dave's a pretty humble dude. And if you ever need help or you get a welcome from him, give him a shout back, because he's a dude that will help you and stand with you. So, and then Roger's out there, and Liz. I'm getting to you, Liz. I see you. And just everybody, man, doing these shows with you, Robert and Stacy, and guests like Perry popping in is a real pleasure for me, and I really appreciate it. So it's really a lot of fun. So you guys want to leave the crew with anything before we go?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, this is the perfect time of year to really dig in and get healthier, because it's a highly charged time with a lot of stimulation, good and bad, stress, and sometimes grief, depending on your life situation. So just, you know, guard against it as best you can. I was very sick last December. It was the first Christmas without my dad. And I think things just kind of imploded. And that's how our immune systems handle stress. So any little step you can take, juicing, superfoods, a little more workout, go for it, because, you know, it's better to be healthy at the holidays than not.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry, you still with us?
I am. I'm just signing out of the chat room. But I wish you all happy holidays, and to just find joy with your food, and not fear and intrepidation or guilt and that, but think about wanting to feel really good in January and not upset with yourself or angry or guilty or whatever, knowing that's how you'll probably feel in January, why not head into it in December thinking about the joy of just celebrating with your family? And what better way to celebrate than eating just one healthy food instead of giving up everything and adjusting, tweaking it, but finding just being around your family and feeling better and already learning about food and losing some of your weight and changing your body? Like, that's the best gift that you can give, and to find satisfaction in that. Not that you have it, not disappointment because you haven't reached your goal or you aren't the best you want to be yet, or you don't do like some of us are doing, but you're forgetting we've been trying to do this a long time, and we've all had our failures, and I've called Stacy when she's called me, and I've been crying. We all have our crashes and our disappointments, but we all have our successes, too, because we share it with each other. So this is an amazing family, and so just do the best you can each day and through the holiday, and then in January, you just say, here's a new year, and I'm going to rock it even more.
Awesome, awesome. Great stuff. And Robert, my friend, anything that you got left in the tank?
I got nothing, man.
We didn't talk about your list, Robert.
I don't have a list. You know, I was going to put one. I have, like, been going, like, full speed since I woke up this morning. So, I haven't had any time to put together a list.
Okay. Well,
that's cool.
If you get one, share it with us. Put up a blog or something. We'd love to read it.
Good.
Oh, yes.
And make sure number one is a hug from Sparky, because I'll give you one, brother. I'll be right there for you. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll appreciate that, man.
Okay. I'm sure that's number one. All right, guys. Well, I want to thank everybody who sat on the show with me tonight, Robert, Stacy, and Terry. It's a pleasure working with you guys. Love doing the show. I want to thank our callers, Travis, Bill, and Leslie, for calling in with such great updates. Man, you guys are wonderful. Don't forget about the I Am Donate My Weight Challenge. Don't forget to support Brenda and Dallas on their adventure and give them thoughts, prayers, and warm love, loving words of encouragement. my mouth didn't actually, and my English didn't break until after 10 o'clock tonight, so I think I'm getting better.
You're
That's
doing
awesome.
Great. And thanks
right,
for being
guys.
Such a flawless MC, Sparky.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
thanks for letting me join in, guys.
Oh,
that?
Great. Always great having you, Terry.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Thanks. I always love to hear you all talk about this and share your stories, and you help everybody out there. Sparky, Stacy, all you guys, even from the blog, you guys are all helping each other. It's really, it's something to watch this DDP yoga grow from when it was kind of Dallas and me, and you added a few more people, and then this amazing group, stunning.
Yeah, it is. It's in, you know, when we mentioned about reaching out to Dave earlier, anybody out there who's listening, especially this time of year with what everybody said before this comment, you could reach out to any of us and just say something. It might take us a day or two, but if you reach out to somebody, they're going to get back to you and give you an encouragement, an answer, or something else, because that's just how people are. That's how Dallas built this, and we'd love to help you out. So if you got anything going on, let us know. No, I didn't get into the eggnog. Tired. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks, everybody. And remember, permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. If the 10% comes a knocking, you get square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Oh, yeah!
Wrong button.
Check this today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.